Belfast Energy Unleashed is the new strapline for the city's latest logo. As I say, you can look at it right now. The brand new identity is based around a starburst shape, inspired by the geographical shape of Belfast, is what Belfast City Council is telling this programme this morning. It has been leaked to the Nolan Show by someone who has described, someone from within the council who contacted us to say, in their opinion, the logo is appalling. In response, Belfast City Council said, the success of any city brand should be measured by its use by its city partners. To date, even in its infancy, several key stakeholders in the city, such as TransLink, Visit Belfast, have all used the new brand. The Ulster Unionist Party councillor, Jim Rogers,
is with us today. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So maybe you could describe this new logo for our city, Jim.
Well, Stephen, I think it's very exciting, and all the councillors, all 60 of us, are fully behind it. I think it's unfortunate that already you've got somebody or some persons who are criticising us and attacking us. No matter what Belfast City Council seeks to do to improve life in Belfast for every single citizen and make Belfast more attractive, you always find, particularly yourself, and you were brought up in Belfast like me, you love the knock. Whenever you're on Five Live at the weekends, I don't hear you hammering the city of Manchester.
I'm hammering nothing. I am not hammering Belfast around your neck.
I'm not so sure, Stephen.
Why?
And whenever we talk about energy...
Listen, you want this... Hold on one second before you get up out of bed wrong this morning. One second. What we're doing this morning is giving profile to this logo. That's what you want. You want the people around the city and around Northern Ireland to know what this new initiative is from Belfast, what you're trying to do with it, and let people comment on what they think about it. That's all fair game, Jim.
Well, I don't think that's how you're going about this, unfortunately.
We've only started.
I know we've only started, and I wanted to say to you about Energy Unleashed.
Yes.
You're a man with plenty of energy. You need to lose weight. You could play a very prominent role as we roll out this new brand.
I've seen your wee pudgy belly. You need to lose weight too.
No, I don't
need to lose weight. I've seen you in a swimsuit.
Well, I know you have in Timbermore Bass.
I've never recovered.
I'm a very fit gentleman. But in all seriousness, Stephen, we needed a new brand. The last one was rolled out way back in 2008 whenever I was Lord Mayor, and that was the Belfast Bee.
And why does this inspire... You say you find this exciting. Why does... What's exciting about this logo? Well, how would you describe it? It's got two prongs one side, two prongs the other, and it sticks out.
Well, a lot of work has gone into this by the design company.
Yes.
They've consulted extensively, and I think whenever you see it rolled out, you can become a champion for it, because the last thing we want at this early stage, as we make a bid for European City of Culture, along with our colleagues in Londonderry and Strabane Council,
yes,
is people hammering and hammering and going on and on and on.
Exciting about it, Jim? Tell me why you're excited about the look of it. What is it, when you look at it, what does it do to you? What does it say to you about the meaning of it?
Well, I think it says a lot of things about our city. We're a progressive city. We're trying to create more employment. We're trying to bring in more tourists. I think it's, the design is dynamic, it's flexible, it's adaptable, and ensuring it can be easily used by city partners, yet recognisable internationally as we compete with cities across the globe for investment, visitors, students, talent.
Yeah,
and
I get that, but that's what you're saying, right? And very powerful words coming from you, because you mean it, Jim. We know what you think of the city, and there's no doubt that you mean it. It's a different question, though, this morning. Does the logo suggest this? Does this logo visually suggest the excitement that you have in your heart about the city? And is it worth it? Cost what? Up to £50,000 to design this?
Yes, I think it's very good value for money. And the key to all this...
Well, how is it good value for money, Jim?
Well, I've absolutely...
It's got
no
Belfast stuck on top of... What is that? The shape of Belfast? Is that what that is?
Yes, it is. It is. Look, the council's been working, Stephen, over the last number of months, in partnership with a number of stakeholders from the city's tourism, education, business, culture and arts sectors, to develop a new competitive positioning and brand identity of Belfast. And there's been a wide buy-in from across all sectors, and that was absolutely key. So now we're bringing it to the wider public, including our ratepayers. And I was totally unaware until I was contacted 2 days ago that somebody had leaked details to your programme. It would be interesting to know who that came from, and I'm sure some of your backroom staff knows that exactly. And you see the range of partners...
We'll not be telling you.
Well, I hope you will.
Well, we're not going to reveal who the source is, Jim. Come on. But that's...
Well, I want to dwell on the range.
But I want to ask you this. Let me ask you this, and then of course, because we'll spend some time this day. There's a lot of reaction. A lot of people going on to our Twitter feed at Stephen Nolan, our Facebook page, The Real Stephen Nolan, to have a look at this logo. And look, if you support it, and let me emphasise this: if you like it, you want to embrace it, you want to tell us why you like it this morning. It's not just about disliking it. If you want to tell us why you like it this morning, pick up the phone 030 30 80 55 55. Why was there no big launch, Jim? Because we've been digging around this, and it was to be rolled out rather than a formal launch, and there was to be a media briefing at the end of this month. Why not a big fanfare if you're trying to make this the city's logo?
Well, Stephen, this has only been part of a soft rollout programme that the council have worked on with a range of partners, including Visit Belfast, the Waterfront, TransLink, and the hotel developer Signature Living, who already have used it on some of their hoardings and marketing materials. But there will be, and you will hear more about it. But as you know better than anybody, the Nolan programme loves to be able to reveal things before anybody else.
That's our job, Jim.
It is your job. Fair play to you. And you just delight in what has now happened. But I can assure you...
I'm not delighting in this. I'm talking about it, Jim. I'm not criticising it.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're not criticising it, because it wouldn't be like you, because you've always something from a negative aspect to put forward whenever it's Belfast City Council.
That's
a
not
great
true.
Council that's going from strength to strength. And we need you, as I said earlier, leading for us on behalf of Belfast, no matter where you go, even in regards to us in this bid for European City of Culture,
so,
including your programme.
So what's the thinking behind... Am I right in saying that the thinking behind the shape of it is that that's the shape of Belfast? That's
probably right, Stephen. And you know... Belfast has changed dramatically over the last few years, and there's going to be major changes over the next decade, which is good. And that's why we're now a city which is progressing rather than fighting with each other. Yes, we have still problems, still a lot of unemployment, still a lot of hatred, but the city fathers, no matter which party they come from, are all working closely together
and,
here.
And Jim,
we
might as well get this out of the road too, because people will be asking this question. So let's just deal with it now. So it's the shape of Belfast in red, as far as I can see. You can correct me if I'm wrong with that. And it just has then Belfast stamped on top of it. So what was the £50,000 for?
Well, a lot of money had to be spent in drawing up various designs. I remember whenever the Belfast B was being developed, it took over 12 months. It came back and forward. Many of us were not happy. We had various thoughts and ideas. And after a lot of heart searching, we came up with the Belfast B, which has served us well since 2008. Now, not everybody accepted it, but you cannot please everybody.
Absolutely.
What we are endeavouring to do is to bring the vast majority of people along with us.
But what did the money actually go into, Jim?
Well, the money went into the designing of it, and also consultation. But design work costs a tremendous amount, and we think, as I said earlier, we have got good value for money, and you've mentioned the figure of just over £50,000, which isn't a lot of money in this day and age for design.
I guess you can go about this type of thing in different ways. I wondered yesterday when I was in the office looking at this, and we found out that three different companies put forward different designs. And that would be quite standard, wouldn't it, that you get a range of ideas from different companies?
Yes, nice, Stephen. I'm not going to get into that.
But it's a wider question, Jim. And I wondered to myself yesterday, would it not have been a better idea to allow the public to see the three different logos for their city, and then maybe a voting competition, or the public weighing in behind which one they thought would be the best? Because it's all very subjective, this, isn't it?
Well, Stephen, this is the way it is normally done. That's what happened with the Belfast B brand,
yeah,
and brands even before that. You cannot involve everybody. We are elected by the citizens of Belfast to take decisions in consultation with our officers. And regardless what road you go down, there's always somebody who are going to take umbrage with us and going to let us know their views. And that's fair enough. Mm. I know this morning I'm probably going to be bombarded with people who have been highly critical about the amount of money. That money could have been used for something else.
Or supportive.
Absolutely.
Can I give you maybe another talking point around this, Jim, and just to get your thoughts on it? So we have fought in this country for many, many years over territory, okay?
Yes.
For the key message within this logo to be a map, in other words, territory, is that the right positioning? So to put Belfast on the shape of a map, and of course what we've done in Belfast and elsewhere in Northern Ireland is fight over territory. Is that the right positioning? Was that discussed within the council?
Or everything was put on the table.
Well, did they discuss that? Here we have Belfast
not,
on a map.
I'm not going to go into all the details, Stephen. It wouldn't be right or proper for me to do that.
But the shape of the outline of a map of Belfast, and that's what people have thought about for many years, have they not?
Yes, and let's hope we're not going to fight about it in the future. We want to try and move forward. We've got a...
But we're moving forward. Why put the shape of Belfast on it?
Well, it's important to put the shape of Belfast on it. The city of Belfast has got a 20-year plan with the aim of creating more jobs and better neighbourhoods and more homes and more students and more vitality. Yeah. Could you argue with any of those things?
No, and by the way, just to defend you and the shape of this, you could then argue in the other. It's all in the eye of the beholder, isn't it? You could argue on the other side of this that it's the shape of all of Belfast, so that could represent everybody in Belfast, and that's the new message. This is the shape of
a
Belfast together.
Message. Belfast together. Belfast, all of us should be equal. All of us should have the same goal, and all of us should be doing our best to make Belfast the finest city, not just in Europe, but the world. And we are moving forward at a tremendous rate, Stephen. Make no mistake about it.
030 30 80 55 55. The journalist Paul Martin reacting to this already on Twitter today, as are lots of you. You can find it at Stephen Nolan. Paul, what are your thoughts as you look at this?
My honest to God thoughts are, Stephen, if my 8-year-old from school today said that she had been asked to enter a competition to design a logo for Belfast, I'd send her up to her room for an hour and say, get your head straight, come down with something far better. Honestly, a child could do better. I mean, we're talking about £50,000 here. There's a comical element to this. Here's a comical element. It looks rubbish. It looks like a 6-year-old would do in 5 minutes in school. That's the comical element. But there's a serious element to this too. You know, journalists and involved in newspapers and magazines, that they're, you know, marketing is a really big, important thing. And it's people who do marketing and excel at marketing get paid a lot of money. Be under no mistake about it. It is a really lucrative business. You have to be really good at it to get to the top of the tree. So we should be expecting something absolutely astonishingly dazzling and intrinsically linked with Belfast when they spend £50,000.
Well, we asked them, by the way, is it 50 grand? And they said the tender value was up to a maximum of 50,000 and the contract will be delivered to budget. So they've ducked answering whether it was 50 grand or not.
They were prepared to pay £50,000 up to. That's what they were prepared. That's what they budgeted for. Now, last time I checked, as a journalist who's lived in Northern Ireland for the last 18 years, last time I checked, Northern Ireland has Belfast has some really famous things about it. One of the world's greatest ever footballers, the Haaland Wall, brains, the Titanic. And what we have here is five or six squares with a stupid Belfast imprint on top of it. I just don't get it. I can't understand. I don't underestimate. I won't need to tell you this, Stephen. Do not underestimate anybody listening to this show now. How many flipping meetings will have been held around oak wooden tables with well-paid guys in suits, members of Belfast City Council?
But that's what happens during the design process. Like, what's your problem with that? Well, that's what happens.
Well, here's what I'm saying. There's probably been at least a dozen meetings with various people in various departments with various skill sets, right from the marketing company right up to Belfast City Council, all sitting around table at 12, a dozen different times, and not one person thought at any point of saying, do you know what, this is absolutely useless. It doesn't reflect Belfast. It's not acceptable. Go away and redesign it.
Not in Europe. Other people might think it's fantastic.
I cannot imagine for the life of me.
Councillor Rogers thinks this is exciting.
Well, he's delusional, because what we're talking about here is, did nobody really think of speaking up during any of this design process? Even one person out of the 50 people who have probably overseen it. And I say, do you know what? Belfast is better than this. Belfast is more dynamic than this. And by the way, If I was a tourist from America and I'm sitting looking at literature about why I should visit Belfast, there's absolutely nothing on that logo that would make me think, oh gosh, there's an amazing thing that came from Belfast. It's pathetic. It's not good enough. They should be ashamed of themselves.
Jim,
should redesign it. Redesign the logo.
Paul, you've always been a critic of our capital city of Northern Ireland, and I'm not surprised. I could have probably told your listeners before your interview started what Paul Martin would say about Belfast, and I take exception. You're entitled to your opinion. Would I be right in saying in 2008, whenever the Belfast B brand was rolled out, you were critical? Would I be right in saying that?
I can't remember. I don't know, Jim, but I don't think I was. But in any regard, I am one of the people who actually puts Belfast on a pedestal. I write about it all the time. I promote all its events, including events that you've been involved in. But we have to be honest. People aren't stupid. Just because we want them to like this logo, you know, when I did front pages for the Mirror when I was editing the Sunday Mirror, I put on what I thought was a brilliant front page. Sometimes it didn't sell very many. The readers thought it was useless. It wasn't up to me to tell the reader.
But that's the point. It's subjective. You're giving your opinion this morning, but this is subjective.
I would love to hear from anybody who thinks it's good.
As would we. And that's what we will...
Other than Jim Rogers and his 50 grand council friend.
That's what we will facilitate today. 03030 80 55 55. Again, Jim, in our attempt to be fair this morning to the council, is there more in that costing behind just the logo? Is this going to be a rolled out campaign where that money has bought other things, other messaging campaigns, billboard campaigns, or was that money just to design this logo?
Well, as I understand it, it cost in the region of £50,000, and it included a number of things which you have just mentioned. There may be other costs, but I'm not absolutely certain of that. But as far as I am concerned, it is good value for money. Make no mistake about it. I know a little bit about design costs, about branding, and the costs are exceptionally high, and I firmly believe the company involved have done a first-class job.
Jim, what was wrong with Belfast B?
Well, it outlived its usefulness.
Why?
Well, it became tired. People commented about it. When are you going to change Belfast B? Again, a bit like this branding, people didn't like the Belfast B. But you have to rebrand, Stephen, and some councils and some organisations are rebranding every couple of years. That doesn't apply to us. Say, way back 9 years ago. Now, I think we've had good value for money about the Belfast B. The feedback has been tremendous over all those years. But we do listen to the community. We pay attention to what our constituents say. And that's one of the issues amongst many that has been raised with us, that we need a new branding.
Here's another thing that confused me, and maybe you can help me with this today. So when we asked Belfast City Council, look, is the old Belfast B logo still in use? Belfast City Council said to us, yes, it is. They said the new brand identity will gradually replace the Belfast
Bee.
Wow. So why if you're launching a logo, and this is my amateur presumption, which is clearly wrong, Jim, I would have thought that what you do is you cut off the old logo because you're saying it's tired, and you're giving the new logo prominence and a chance to be the logo of the city. What Belfast City Council seems to be doing here is using two logos for the city at the same time. The old logo and the new one at the same time. What's that all about?
The old one will fast disappear, but you can't do these things.
Well, that's not what the council have told us officially.
Well,
they haven't said it's going to fast disappear. So the official line from Belfast City Council is not that it will fast disappear. The quote, the new brand identity will gradually replace the Belfast Bee. Gradually means slowly, in increments.
Hopefully very slowly.
So why have we got two logos for the city?
But we
What's the thinking behind that?
We have one which will move off the table, and the new
gradually?
One will come on.
Gradually?
Well, I would say as soon as practically possible.
But the city council are saying officially it's going to gradually happen.
Well, I wouldn't agree with that, and that's not what my understanding has been.
Why not?
And I think now, Stephen.
Why not stop using Belfast Bee?
You're beginning to nitpick.
Jim, it's not nitpicking. It's a valid question to say, look, if it's 50 grand of taxpayers' money in a new logo. And if I embrace for a moment, for the sake of this question, the spirit of what you're saying, look, we're excited about this new logo and we felt the old one had served its purpose but is in the past. It's tired. Why are we still using something that we're saying is officially tired?
Because these things don't happen within a week or two. It takes several months.
But you're already using the new logo. So the decision's been made to use it.
Yes, we have only started to use it.
But why is it gradually?
You have to bear in mind, yeah, the Belfast Bee brand was not just used by Belfast City Council. It was used by a wide range of organisations, just the same as this new one will be. And you can't expect some of these organisations just to change overnight.
Okay.
And I think we've got to be fair in regards to that.
Okay, Alan and Carrick Fergus. Morning, Alan.
Morning, Stephen.
To emphasise again, I know we're talking about something here that's very visual. If you do want to have a look at this, at Stephen Nolan on Twitter. It's sitting on our Twitter feed right now. It's on the Real Stephen Nolan Facebook page. That's the name of it, Real Stephen Nolan. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah. If you'd gone to every primary school in Belfast and said that every kid in P5, 6 or 7, there's Microsoft Paint, design something in 15 minutes, you'd have come up with something better than that. You'd have come up with 100 things equal to or
now, it's easy
than
to
that.
Criticise, Alan.
Well, what I'm criticising is the council gave 50 grand of somebody, of taxpayers.
Whether they give 50 grand, whether they give 50p, 5 grand or 50 grand, do you think it's a nice logo? Do you think...
No, it looks... Jim says it looks like the shape of Belfast. When I first saw it, I thought it was the shape of the New York Street interchange. It could be anything. That's the whole point. You look at it and you don't know what it is. You know, you look at images from other cities and you know immediately. Without if it didn't say Belfast on that, you wouldn't be able to look at it and say that represents Belfast. That's why it has to say Belfast.
Stay there, Alan, because Maliki has had a look at it. Disagrees with you. Tell us why, Maliki.
Yes, Stephen, I think it looks grand. I mean, anything...
It's not looking grand. Does it look exciting?
Yes, it does. I think it does. I like the colours of it, and I like the way the letters incorporate into the design. And, you know, at the end of the day, a logo is a subjective thing, whether you like it or not.
Absolutely.
Yes, but at the end of the day, if you took the word Belfast out of that, nobody would have any idea what that's supposed to represent. It could be absolutely anything on earth it could be representing. There is nothing in that logo to tag to Belfast, except the word Belfast.
Yes, that's correct. But at the end of the day, you could put, you know, horn and wolf things up and all that there. But, I mean, I think that would be a wee bit too obvious.
See, Stephen.
Yeah, Jim.
Stephen,
yeah.
I can recall way back in 2008, whenever I was first citizen of Belfast, the reaction on your programme, I'm almost certain...
2008, Jim, you're going back 9 years now.
Yes, but you're like me, you have a great memory. Your programme, including you, rubbished the Belfast Beat Man.
Not true.
It is true. From top to bottom.
Nonsense.
It's not nonsense. You had nothing positive to say about it. Now, I respect the views of both Alan and Malachy, and I respect other people's views, but you have to agree to disagree. And no matter what we come up with, we're not going to please everybody. But I would hope that people will get behind this brand.
Jim, does this always sit on red? The wording Belfast sitting on red. Is red the official colour of the city?
No, it's not. And that colour, if necessary, can be changed. But red is a colour that really stands out.
So hold on. The colour, if necessary, can be changed. So it's not going to always sit... There's not going to be a colour identity to the logo either.
Well, again, I'm not...
Is that not like saying... Is that not like saying...
Stephen, I think you're getting into a lot of detail.
Yeah, but the detail in a logo is important insofar as... You know, it's like saying Coca-Cola will sell their Coca-Cola in blue. The colour associated with Coca-Cola is red.
Well, I think red is a very good colour. And if you look at that, the word Belfast really stands out. And that's what's important on this new brand.
And is red the colour of the city or just the colour of the logo, Jim?
Just the colour of the logo.
Paul Martin?
The red cannot change. This logo is the logo, and one of the main things about a brand relaunch, and that's what this is, the new brand, is what you're going to use, not something that you can change. But it just strikes me, actually, when I'm looking at it again now, and I'm absolutely baffled by the substandard job that's been done here.
Hold on. No. There is no substandard job that's been done. This is a professional job. We are talking here about subjective opinion. There has been a professional job done, full stop.
Okay, let me bring in.
It's all subjective. This is about your opinion as to whether you like it or not. This has been a professional job. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, let me rephrase that. I don't, I strongly dislike this logo and I don't think it's good enough. But what I was going to say is, there's major, major organisations that put out, vacuum cleaners, washing machines, or something, people don't like them or something goes wrong, and they can do a recall. Can we not do a product recall on this and go and get it all done and do it again, or get some young person or some Northern Ireland design school or students training in marketing? Can we not get something better than this?
Well, any logo that you come up with, people will like it or dislike it. No matter who does the logo, you would have other people saying, let's recall that,
least,
and let's recall
at least
that.
At least if we don't like it, it's from somebody, we're promoting somebody in Northern Ireland with a bright future, a real Belfast citizen who's lived here and is now coming out of their teens to go and dig out a well. At least it will be somebody who has some kind of grip of what Belfast means to them.